And so constructive rest is a 15 or 20 minute practice that is a pause to connect to yourself and to connect to your surroundings. It's a time that you're creating a space in your day to remember your expansive self. So as you're making your way to the floor, you want to have a little support under your head, some medium firm books, softback books to have underneath your head. So I'm just allowing some time for you to be on the floor. So the support of the books allows your neck to freely connect with the length of your whole spine. And your whole spine communicates to your whole body. So we want that avenue of the neck to communicate with the whole of you. So the books under your head do not want to cause any tension in the front of your neck or in the back of your neck, but to imagine that it's a bridge to your body, a bridge that is free. Allow your arms and legs to slide out and rest in their length along the floor. Allow your thinking mind to rest from all the chatter, from all the trying to get anything right, and just become present with the contact of your whole body on the floor. Acknowledge the floor as a support that is helping you let go of stress and physical tension accumulated through your day. Allow yourself to imagine the earth below you as a support and the light of the sun above warming you. These two huge sources of energy are there for us to consciously connect with, as we are made of the same elements that they also contain. As you are being held in this relationship between earth and sun, I invite you to play with releasing unnecessary physical tension and any mental chatter into the earth. And at the same time, receiving the energy from the sun. Is it possible to release and receive at the same time? This is a question we can ask ourselves throughout the day. And we could even turn it into a statement. I am releasing and receiving at the same time. I am releasing and receiving at the same time. You might notice that your eyes want to close when you allow for the letting go. I invite you to let them open, and as they do, imagine your heart softly opening as well, inviting your shoulders to ease away from each other. And as your heart opens, I invite you to release any pressure or expectations of getting anything right. Witness the quiet breathing and gentle expansion in this moment. Appreciate the sensation of your breath moving within you. And be curious about the expansive pattern of your two legs and your two arms lengthening out from the center, and the spine moving up through your torso to your head, balancing at the top. Remember that the top of the spine is behind the soft part of your nose and in between your ears. And your head has permission to move freely, and your spine can remember its seaweed attitude. Bring your awareness to your left foot and your right hand. Acknowledge this diagonal relationship across your body. Slowly slide your left heel along the floor towards your pelvis. Your knee will release up towards the ceiling, and you can imagine the knee is shining a light to the ceiling as your foot rests evenly on the floor. Wake up your fingers in your right hand and let them lead your hand to rest on your torso, either at your pelvis or your ribs. Notice that you're allowing your elbow its own place in space out to the side. Tune into the feeling of your left leg folded with your foot on the floor and your right arm folded with your hand on your torso. Take a moment to acknowledge this relationship. Now, tune into your right leg extended out through the length and your left arm extended out through the length. Bring your awareness to your right heel and slowly slide it backwards towards your pelvis, releasing the knee upwards towards the ceiling, imagining a light shining upwards and allowing your foot to evenly rest on the floor. Both legs now are folded and the knees are balancing up, and both feet are evenly contacting the floor. Wake up your left hand and allow the fingers to guide your hand to rest on the torso. Allow a moment now to sense both hands resting on the torso and both elbows resting in their side space. Allow a moment to sense both feet resting on the floor and both hands resting on your torso. Your hands and your feet are full of energy. Allow them to experience this sensation and presence. Now move your awareness to the bottom of the spine and allow it to move up through the length of the neck and out the top of your head. We can remember the relationship of the light of the sun and the support of the energy of the earth. Allow a moment to sense the space under both of your knees as they balance up from the floor to the ceiling. And allow a moment to sense the space between the side of your ribs and the inner elbows as they rest in the side space. Every part of you has enough space to be peaceful and present. Shift your awareness to the front of your left shoulder and the front of your right hip, being curious about the diagonal length across the front of your body. And then shift your awareness to the front of your right shoulder and the front of your left hip, being curious about that diagonal length across the front of your body. Bring one hand to your belly and the other hand to your heart center. Feel the warmth of your hands and imagine that warmth moving through the depth of your body all the way into your expansive back at the floor. Tune into the quiet expansion and presence of your breathing. Bring your awareness to the four corners of your back, the back of your right and left shoulders, and then down at the base of your pelvis through the widest part of your right and left hips. And begin to witness your quiet breathing. As the breath returns, imagine that the four corners of the back gently expand away from each other. The four corners of your back are awake to the movement of your breath. As the breath returns, imagine that the four corners of the back gently expand away from each other. And continue observing and witnessing an easy, quiet breathing. Imagine a gentle and soft suspension of freedom. Freedom to be present. We've had the presence of this beautiful crystal bowl with us, and now I invite you to begin to hum. It doesn't have to be the note of this crystal bowl. It can be whatever comes out as your authentic expression. Mm. When you come to the end of your hum, let the air come in through your nose and just continue allowing a gentle hum as an expression of you. And I invite you to feel the vibrations in your body and to be curious about where in your body you actually feel the vibration. You might change the note and explore where you can reach the vibration in your body. Like, for example, can you go all the way to the base of your spine or the bottom of your feet? So I give you some time to explore this on your own, to be curious. Moving the vibrations with your imagination. And when you feel like it, you can allow the hum to open into an ah. Just begin to allow yourself that freedom to make sound and to let the jaw release into an ah. Maybe you could even begin to make up a song. Doesn't matter, you're just exploring. You're exploring your voice. You're exploring your vibration. You're allowing your gentle and soft suspension of freedom to explore who you are. So the next hum could open into "My name is." My name is Anne. My name is Lily. My name is Catherine. My name is Mary. My name is Jerry. The same vibration, Sally, Maureen, Priscilla, Stephanie, Debbie, Connie, Garrett, Kay, and Virginia, Linda, Francine, Hala, Alexa, oh, Margaret, Judith, Francine, Kathy, Patricia, Tanya, Diane and Tracy, Jean, Sarah, Christina, Heidi, Krista. My cat Callie just came in to say meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Zika, Teresa, Trent and Ethel, Carrie Ann and Beth, Margaret, Judith, hello, 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 Lindsay, hello, thank you, thank you. Allow yourself to feel the gratitude for the earth and for the warmth of the sun, knowing that you are being held in those huge energies that are always there for you to connect with. They are the energies that made you, that made us be here on the earth. So as you explore all the things you've learned this week over the summit, just know that you're always connected and your presence is really all that is needed. And we're learning how to allow the full expression of who you are so that we can live in a peaceful and joyous way of being.